This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Petra shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nan. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, it's official, TMB. Ty Bollinger, you are 2 degrees cooler than me. And that's plenty. Because if you're too cool, I couldn't be in the same room with you. And so 2 degrees cooler than me, not bad. How do I know? I check the weather. It's 67 here where I am. It's 65 where TMB is. Welcome, Outside the Box, Robert Scott Bell Show. How you doing, my buddy?
Good. I am jealous of you. You've got 2 degrees on me. You must be wearing a coat up there.
No, but I'm 2 degrees less cool. You understand?
Oh,
I want to be cool like
warmer.
You.
Warmer. Oh, you're warmer.
Yeah, but I want to be cool.
Oh, I got it. I had you backwards, so you're 2 degrees warmer. Well, I hope you've got a tank top on, and I'm wearing the coat.
Well, I've got a T-shirt on. I'm wearing my hemp T-shirt. I was up at the Northern Colorado Hemp Expo this weekend. What a great weekend. I met a lot of the people that were connected to Rand Paul, Mitch McConnell, the highest of the high ends of, no pun intended there, because it was a non-THC conference. And they were actually talking about, I think, Ninth Circuit Court, 3-judge panels, international treaties, all the stuff I've been talking about for years, and I was kind of rubbing elbows with them and interviewing them. It was really awesome. By the way, this hour also brought to you by our friends at Organics, our favorite organic greens, keeping Super Don green and happy. And one of my favorite formulas I'm doing, the Detox 1 and the Detox 2, right, from Organics, organics.com with 2 X's at the end. You can find that in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. All right, the truth about pet cancer. Was there a common theme this time? Because you guys get bombarded with questions, you and Charlene, about this or comments about it. Was there anything that kind of jumped out at you that you didn't expect or just you saw more of what you thought would happen?
You mean as far as the viewership or?
Well, I mean, I'm specific viewer feedback, like questions that came in or, attaboy, this was so awesome because of this, you know, something like that.
You know, overall, the feedback has been extremely positive. People are angry, right, about the deception in what's in the food. They're angry that their veterinarians haven't told them these things. So it's very similar, I think, to the reaction that we got with the people cancer documentaries, is that we kind of woke people up. We woke them up about what they're doing to their pets. And one of the interesting comments I got, Charlene and I are recording, you know, a couple of question and answer sessions that we're going to air this weekend. And one of the comments was, it was kind of a funny comment. It was, what is with all of the background music? Are you trying to hypnotize us or is there some sort of hidden message?
What was that?
I have no idea, but you know, if I were, I couldn't tell you, right?
Yeah.
Because then it wouldn't work. I couldn't hypnotize you. So kind of a funny question.
So, so everybody that watched The Truth About Pet Cancer now is barking like a dog. Is that what they're?
they're all out eating kibble now.
Oh my god!
We hypnotized them all and eating kibble. You know, one of the things you were talking about before I came on here was about the TSA screening snacks.
Yes. Yeah. What is that all about?
Well, that was at Denver, right? So here's my theory on it. I didn't see that article. I didn't even know that was happening. But I think they're probably looking for edibles, marijuana edibles, cannabis.
Oh, you know, that could be. So you mentioned nothing about that, but you're right. That could be the subterfuge to bust people now that they enter the federal enclave through TSA bust people for edibles.
That's what they're doing. I'm guessing that's what it is. Because they're not going to say that because then people will be aware, oh, they're looking out. So then they're going to pack them in their suitcase that they check or whatever, But I'm guessing that they're looking for edibles.
You're so smart, Ty Bollinger. I can't keep up.
I don't know about that, man. Don't know about that, but that might be what it is. But who knows? I mean, maybe they're just looking for some good GMO candy bars. I mean, because clearly a lot of the TSA agents are enjoying lots of GMOs. You can tell by looking at them.
Mm. They don't look the healthiest, that's for sure.
No.
Folks, we're going to continue traveling around the world and helping Ty Bollinger to do the same to bring Truth About Cancer series to you. And anybody that loves animals out there, your pets, your cats, your dogs, your birds, your lizards, whatever they are, great information. There's going to be, I can't call it a replay weekend, but something like that coming up. I want you to stay in touch with us here on the social networks. We'll certainly have it in the notes the moment you can watch the entire series. If you missed any episodes or all of them, you can binge watch. Better than anything on Netflix.
Yeah, here's one of the comments I was just reading through. It's why are the pet food companies not required to, or why aren't they being regulated, right? So that they can't use carcinogenic products in their food. The reality is they are regulated by the FDA. But the interesting thing about the FDA regulating pet food is that there's a whole bunch of different regulations that they are supposed to enforce that they just choose not to. It's not that way with human food. But with pet food, there's a lot of different laws on the books as far as regulations that they're supposed to enforce as far as having carcinogenic ingredients in the pet foods. And they just choose not to enforce them. So it's really like they're not being regulated at all because the FDA is not following the rules.
Well, selective enforcement. Like last hour we talked about Congress in 2016 under Obama passing this bill that basically hamstrung the DEA. So they can't go after, you know, Purdue Pharma or any of these pharmaceutical distributors pumping these opioids out to, you know, in the middle of nowhere pharmacies in the Midwest for illegal distribution. They can't even do it. And they all say it was a complete uniform. Everybody was for it, Republican and Democrat. And this is so classic. When a bill goes through with flying colors and nobody opposes it, I'm much more concerned about those bills than I am the ones that half of the people like and half the people hate.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. So let's go to the FDA, the Fear and Death Administration. They are protecting us. They're looking out for us all of the time. And now they've certainly figured out a way to protect us because they certainly didn't when they approved the drug. But they figure now if they stop putting side effect warnings in drug ads, that we'll be much safer. Right? That's like restrict the speech. We don't want people to know it. And it'll disappear like it didn't exist.
It's the same analogy that I use sometimes when I'm lecturing that if you have a check engine light that's going off in your truck and you smash it with a hammer, you still have the problem, you just don't know about it, right? And so this is kind of the same thing. The problem's still there with all these drugs. I mean, you've seen the commercials where 2/3 of the commercial is the side effects. So I guess the FDA just says, you know, out of sight, out of mind, if we're not going to list them on the commercials, then they're not there anymore. They don't exist, which is patently absurd, but in light of the fact of what we just talked about with the FDA deciding not to enforce the laws that are on the books as far as regulating pet food, and they allow carcinogens to go in the pet food, this is right in line with that.
Yeah, of course, they approve these drugs. They are the third leading cause of death, according to the peer-reviewed literature. And now they don't want you to know that there are dangerous side effects, which, honestly, it's not the right way to say it. They're direct effects of the drug that they don't like. And to relegate them as side effects is already Orwell speak or newspeak to kind of, kind of diminish the reality, make you less concerned. And of course, in the TV ads, which only the United States of America and New Zealand has direct to consumer advertising for these prescriptions, when they list the side effects, remember, it's super fast and it's done with images of happy, shiny people and pets and kids and beautiful music. Talk about hypnotic music. It's in those ads. And so they're already diminishing them as if they don't exist. Now they're going to say, hey, you don't even have to mention them at all. Just go ask your doctor. You'll be right as rain.
Well, it's funny, Robert, you mentioned the happy people that you see in the commercials. You know, they'll be talking about rectal bleeding and bleeding from your eyes while people are smiling and happy. And they're just totally being hypnotized. It's like there's nothing smiling and happy about rectal bleeding that this drug might cause. And they're not side effects. They are direct effects. It's like, saying that somebody pulled out an evil gun. Let's use an AR-15, one of these evil guns. and they pull out a gun and they shoot someone with it, and they're like, well, you know, one of the side effects of that shooting was that someone was killed. Well, it's not a side effect. That's a direct effect. That was a direct effect.
Yeah. Well, they market and label these direct effects depending on which they think is most profitable. We bring up the children cover your ears, the side effect of Viagra before it was Viagra. It was a blood pressure medication until they found out the side effect elevated something that they had no idea would happen, and it did, and they repackaged and repurposed the side effect, and it became magically the direct effect under patent protection and the first official recreational drug approved by the Fear of Death Administration and covered by insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But, you know, Robert, in light of the fact that on the FDA's own website, they admit that the drugs they've approved kill 100,000 Americans a year, there's really not a lot of credence we should put in anything that they say, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm just glad that they're going to make all the people that are taking these drugs happier by removing the concerns, the stress that they were under, thinking about all of those side effects that were actually required to be listed in the ads. They'll no longer be there. Therefore, more people can meet their demise with less stress.
They're safe. They should do that with all poisons. You know, this rat poison, they should just take the side effect off it. It might kill you if you ingest it. And that way people can drink it, because then it won't hurt them, because it's not listed.
Right. I wonder if there's another category where this already happens in. Let me think. Biologics. Not drugs. They're not placebo-controlled trial tested. What do you think? Ooh, I think there is. It's called.
Yeah.
They're called vaccines. How many kids, how many parents are being given all of the list of side effects that are direct effects of the vaccines before they administer them to you and your children? It's a racket, folks.
They're not listed as side effects anymore, so they're not harmful. So whoever thinks that those vaccines hurt their child is just, you know, mistaken, because they weren't listed. Couldn't have hurt you. Couldn't have hurt the kid. Even though, and this is something that I've gotten from a lot of pet owners. Cat, dog gets vaccinated. Tumor grows there. Go back to the veterinarian, ask, why is this tumor growing where the site of the vaccination is? And the vet says, don't know, but it had nothing to do with the vaccine.
Right. So and by the way, let's remove that, perhaps their limb as well. And that happens a lot, these amputations due to vaccines.
Yeah, it does. Which is,
well, folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's Outside the Box time with Ty Bollinger. We do this each and every week. The Truth About Pet Cancer has just aired. It's going to, well, you're going to have another opportunity, but you're going to have to keep paying attention to this show every day. And the moment it's available, we'll send you those links, or you can get them however you're getting them. Stay in touch with us there. The Truth About Cancer, those series are just, they've transformed so many millions of people around the world, and I'm just excited to be a part of it. Ty Bollinger, thank you, my friend.
You bet, brother.
When we come back, freedom of speech, that's really the danger. We've got to stop freedom of speech, and we're going to go to California to do it next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
All right, are you a Trump supporter? How would you like to have a free Trump flag? I mean, a nice, big, beautiful Trump flag, free. If you can get to this website, freetrumpstuff.com, in the next 30 minutes, that's right, freetrumpstuff.com, they'll give you a nice, big, beautiful free Trump flag. How's that for a deal, huh? freetrumpstuff.com. Go there, get your free flag, do it now. You better hurry, because they won't last long. Go to freetrumpstuff.com, get your free Trump flag, freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Where the truth takes them. Here's Robert.
All right, John on the YouTube chat room, he's asking me about my outlaw vaccines t-shirt that I wear from time to time. And I got that from Sally L. Cordy. And she's, in New York City, she's an activist. She's terrific. She's a great, she's a sweetheart. And she's doing great work up there. And, I would like to see them made available everywhere. We actually ran contests. We gave away some organics products thanks to Ty Bollinger and the organics team. And we gave away some Outlaw Vaccines t-shirts. In fact, I wore mine to Chipotle yesterday. And nobody threw a tomato at me, so that was good. So,
you remember a few years ago, Robert, you were going to come up with some sort of a t-shirt that was like, it had a vaccine needle and then a revolver on it and said something like, if you shoot me with yours, I'm going to shoot you with mine or something. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Never came up with that, did you?
You know, I'll talk about it on the air, but people aren't ready to see it visually because there's so much hypersensitivity over the firearms issue. People don't even understand the purpose of the Second Amendment, that it's not a right granted by government. I mean, we are so delusional as the American bubacanus, we've lost sight of where rights come from, that, to go out that strong, in certain company, yeah. But a lot of folks...
I'm just being sarcastic. I mean, literally, you'd end up getting arrested nowadays if you had something like that. I mean, they kick kids out of school for drawing a gun with a stick as a stick figure.
Yeah.
It's absurd. So I wouldn't do it in this atmosphere. It's like you got to picture.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But TMB, to come to think of it, this big outdoor shooting range firearms event. It's Second Amendment Day, I think, this Saturday or something. And I'm thinking maybe I wear the Outlaw Vaccines T-shirt there because I want to see what the firearms crowd feels about vaccines. If they're up on it or if they're duped on that, I just don't know. I'm curious.
Yeah. And so you're going to an NRA event.
I don't know if it's sponsored by NRA or Gun Owners of America, but it's, you know, a big, evidently, Second Amendment a weekend out at the range. And, of course, Elijah wants to hit it. And there's all kinds of things you can get to try and things like that.
Yeah.
These are, believe it or not, family events for you leftists that don't believe firearms are you know, part of a normal upbringing, if you will. You want to treat this as something that they learn about. They understand safety, the seriousness of that, the responsibility of that, as opposed to never exposing them to it. They pick it up and then some tragedy happens. You know, this is an important distinction. It was part of our, let's say, our American heritage all those years ago, but somehow we've lost sight of that.
We have, and that's why I'm so proud of Brianna. I was telling you off the air, she's just got accepted for a one-week internship with the NRA in Washington, D.C. this summer. So pretty pumped about that.
Yeah, and of course, if they take away the Second Amendment, the First Amendment is following because there's no way to defend it anymore.
Yep.
And if we go to California, back to Senator Richard Dickey Pan, I covered this a couple of days ago, but TMB, I wanted your insight on this. Astonishing California bill proposes to shut down free speech. Now, this headline is not at Natural News. This is, on apparently some mainstream news articles are covering this going, I can't even believe this guy did this, but just shut down freedom of speech when it comes to vaccines. We can't handle the heat, apparently, Senator Dickey Pan says.
Well, this does not surprise me that it's coming from the same man that ran away from Del Bigtree and Andy Wakefield when they tried to talk to him about why he was instrumental in passing the mandatory vaccine law in California, the SB 277. I think they were also going to ask him about his affiliations with different lobbyists that were clearly giving him advice while he was on the floor there, but he ran away. He literally ran. So does this surprise me that he wants to shut down free speech? Absolutely not. Doesn't surprise me at all. It's clear that he only wants us to believe a certain narrative and not to be able to have the freedom of speech.
Listen to this. SB 1424, Internet, Social Media, False Information, Strategic Plan. And basically, if you don't get approval through some kind of state board that says what's real news and what isn't in the government, I mean, how far left can California go? I mean, they're already under the Pacific Ocean at this point. This is unbelievable that anybody would try to do this, but they're trying it.
Well, here's the thing. The bottom line is this is about vaccines again. So if you read between the lines, this is about not having anybody that's got an internet website that has a physical presence in the state of California, they are not going to be allowed to share the truth about vaccines. That's what it's really about. It's about silencing people that criticize vaccines.
It is. And of course, if you can't handle discussion and disagreement and you resort to suppression, outright censorship, it means you don't have an argument to make anymore. And you're running scared, like Pan ran. By the way, Del Bigtree and I will be hanging out at the, Total Health in Canada, because my hoser friend Ty Bollinger's not coming. He's too busy with his kids, which I can't criticize him for. He's a good dad. We got lots of healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, chatting with our friends on the breaks that are watching on YouTube. Yeah, live there. Go to robertscottbell.com. You'll find it. More about the truth about pet cancer as well when we come back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
Ty Bollinger, too. Is Super Don on the board? No. Who's on the board of UCI? I don't know. Right now, Super Don's making it sound good from wherever he's at. And Truth About Pet Cancer, like I said, man, incredible production values. Has gone better every single time. You paired with Rodney and reached out to a whole new community. A lot of folks that knew nothing about the Truth About Cancer series prior and Truth About Vaccines. Is that correct? Were there a lot of new folks plugged in now?
There are a lot of new folks. Now, we paired up with Rodney last fall, but this is just Truth About Cancer.
Pet Cancer?
Just ours.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't keep up
with who's involved anymore.
I can't keep up either, man. I can't keep up, but... Yeah, no, Rodney's a great guy. Got a huge following on Facebook, and yeah, good buddy of mine. But we decided to make this just the Truth About Cancer's production, and
okay.
You know, we I think we did a good job with the finish out. I think the music was good. I think the B-roll was good. I think the flow of the topics was good. I think it's a very educational series, and that was the goal. It's really to educate. I mean, you can entertain people all you want, but at the end of the day, if it's not educational, it doesn't really do a lot of good. And so we want to save pets, and I think that we've accomplished that. I think we're going to help a lot of pets.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'm glad to hear it. So, folks, yep. Episode 7 is still airing. If you're listening live tonight or wherever you are this afternoon, you can download it. If you haven't gotten a link yet, you can come to robertscottbell.com or however you get it. Just get it and watch it, and then we'll let you know if there's another opportunity to see the whole series. Also available for purchase for a very special deal as well. Now, earlier, was it last year? Super Don, do you remember when this aired? Was it the fall or the summer spring? I don't remember. I was on a TV show on the Discovery ID. I think they call it Discovery ID, Investigations Channel. It's called Scene of the Crime. And it was about our friend Jeff Bradstreet and his mysterious murder/suicide, right? I was very suspicious because he was not unhappy as a man. He was a great guy. And they covered that. I'm thinking this next story, Ty, they should they should do Scene of the Crime on this. The body of the CDC researcher Timothy Cunningham was found recently. I don't know what you know about it. I mean, there's still a lot to uncover here, but very mysterious.
Well, it is. It's very mysterious. I remember when this was a few weeks ago, we were talking about this. I was talking about this with Charlene, and we're like, what's going on? They haven't found a body yet. He's apparently disappeared. But what exactly is going on? I mean, you don't want to be of the crowd that no matter what happens, you're like, oh, they killed him, right? I mean, you want to make sure that you're looking for evidence instead of
right.
saying, well, everybody that's been killed or everybody that's died has been murdered by the CDC or whatever. So you want to make sure that you're onto something. And it looks like there's some strange stuff going on with this guy, with Timothy Cunningham. They found his body. He was a CDC researcher. So... And it looks like he was murdered. So now it's like, wow, we've got a few of those things that we need to check off before we get too crazy over things. But we can check them off now and probably should look a little bit closer on this thing because who knows what happened to Mr. Cunningham.
Yeah, I've been reluctant from the beginning of the whole series of the mysterious deaths of so-called holistic doctors and things because, you know, I've known some of them personally and I know that they didn't have a link to a lot of others, right? So to lump right. them all together, I think, is disingenuous. You're purely speculating, maybe for purposes that are different. Whether you do that or not, that's up to you guys and gals out there. But I like to look for, well, evidence, as you said. Before that, it's pure speculation. If you acknowledge that, that's fine. But the idea here is there's mysteries at the CDC. There's controversies at the CDC. There are cover-ups at the CDC. You know, there are so many papers that have been, you know, filed and made, you know, like they're gospel in terms of vaccination that were so corrupt and people involved with it absconded with things and they're on, you know, most wanted lists. And then we've got the CDC whistleblower, William Thompson, saying they fudged the data, they hid the data, they trashed the data. And he goes and whistleblows on that. So, you know, did Cunningham know something about flu shot? I don't know. And that's why I think. Maybe getting Discovery ID on that, the scene of the crime, that we could find something that the police don't know yet.
Well, you know, the reality is he disappeared. It was kind of mysterious, kind of fishy how he disappeared. But at the same time, we didn't know what happened until now they found the body. So, and it looks like there may have been some foul play. The police said there was an extremely unusual set of circumstances. So we don't know what's going on, but it looks like that there may have been foul play. So we should look into it more. But I'm with you. We should not everything is a conspiracy, but there's a lot of conspiracies that turn out to be true.
It's very true.
They're fact.
Yeah, very true. All right, let's switch gears and talk a little bit of international intrigue and politics right now.
Okay.
Trump now has put out a tweet, warned Russia about Syria. Now, Trump has been all about disengaging, de-escalating in the Middle East. He knows the tragedy that's there, that's our history. We should not be there in most cases. And yet, he seems to be threatening an engagement based on the claims that Syria's Assad has done chemical weapons that I see this and I say deep state, military-industrial complex manipulating Trump because they don't want to lose out. But at the same time, And I don't want to give him the total benefit of the doubt that he's the smartest man in the world, but he has shown himself to be very astute and not easily manipulatable. So I'm of two minds here. Is it possible that they're manipulating Trump, deep state, to do something that was against what he wanted to do? Or is he somehow seeing through this and playing them with these threats that he draws back? I just don't know, Ty. What's your take on this?
Well, I don't know. To be honest, Robert, I'm disappointed that disappointed in the tweets, the Facebook posts or whatever that he's doing, saying, you know, we're going to strike and Russia better watch out. And, I mean, this is exactly the opposite of what Trump ran on. This is why he got elected, because the majority of Americans don't want to go to war. They want peace. And that was one of his platforms, is he was going to protect us without having all these wars everywhere. And so he's done an about face. And so I'm disappointed because it's inconsistent with what he said. He's not doing what he told us that he would. But what's actually going on? Is he playing them? Is he serious? Is he like a poker player that doesn't know when to you know, admit that he's been bluffing? I don't know. But I do know, I was chatting with our friend Andre, who lives in Latvia, today on Skype. And he said, everybody over there in Russia and Latvia and the, you know, the Eastern Bloc countries there, they're preparing for the worst. They're being told to get your bomb shelters ready. This could get nasty quick. And so this isn't something to be like a poker player and not, you know, not call your bluff soon enough. This is serious. And so I'm extremely disappointed that Trump is going down this path at this point.
Yeah, you talk about nuclear brinkmanship. I mean, you're messing with the planet. And yet, I mean, I like to think positively about these things. I don't want to be naive about them as well. I think, you know, obviously the attacks on Trump from the moment even prior to him being elected and sworn in as president, there's been sabotage from both political parties because the deep state is there in the Democrats, in the Republicans.
Yep.
And on a global scale, again, there's a shadow government. There is a New World Order government that is not necessarily pro-America, even though they might pretend that they are. And the concept of empire, not always in the best interest of the United States, the people of the U.S. And there are a lot of folks that get it, and Trump did go in partly because he had that message. I want to de-escalate this stuff. So I'd like to think, and again, I have no evidence definitively to say that he is playing them, but I do know his track record is such that it is possible. And I'm holding out hope for that possibility at the same time recognizing that under our Constitution, if it's still in force and operation, that's debatable since 1933 in the Declaration of Bankruptcy, that the People's House, the House of Representatives, is the only place that war can be declared. And don't kid yourself, you lob bombs and missiles into foreign countries that are sovereign nations, whether you like them or not, whether you're for it or not, the executive branch doesn't get to do that unilaterally, but since 9/11, 2011, you know that event, Bush and others have followed on, Obama did it too, and they've relegated war-making, whether they call it war or well-speak to not call it war, without the congressional authorization, although they call it authorization to use force, but that is not a constitutional authority to give up the authority to declare war in the House of Representatives, the legislative branch, and give it up to the executive branch.
And you mentioned 9/11, Robert. You know, what happened at 9/11 was a false flag. That is the definition of a false flag. It catalyzed us going to war with Iran, invading Iraq. I mean, not Iran, Iraq and Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And the reason that we did that is for oil. It was for poppy. But it catalyzed the American people, this 9/11 event. The false flag event of 9/11 made us hate all of the Muslims, right? We're going to go kill the Muslims because they attacked us. Well, turns out that wasn't true. But we still went to war. Well, this thing with Assad is the same thing. This is, I was telling Andre, I said, this is a false flag. He goes, it's not really even a false flag. He said, that didn't even happen. He said, that's, everybody over here knows that that footage is made up. That's me. That's in a studio footage. That is not something that just happened with Assad and his people. That's me. That is a media propaganda film that they're showing over and over of him allegedly attacking with chemical weapons. And you see the women and the children that are washing it off and they can barely breathe. He said that was created in a studio. Everyone over there knows it.
If you have critical thinking skills still intact and you look at what Ty Bollinger just said, you have to realize Assad is not a dummy. What would he gain by doing this? He knows the outrage of the entire world would be arrayed against him. And the UN would even be against him, other than Russia, who, you know, obviously they're allied and they vetoed something today about that. But the idea that he would do that, that means he's on a suicide mission for himself, his regime, and maybe the whole country. So it makes no sense. That which makes no sense makes no sense. And you've got to look at things that way rather than the way it's being reported. So I dispute that as well. Does that mean I'm a big fan of Assad? No. But it recognizes that there are manipulating elements that have interests there that are not the interest of the people of the United States. And that's what we're talking about here, Ty. And I'm glad I knew we're on the same page on this. And I'm very concerned about what's going on. And Trump, I hope you're playing everybody with what you're doing. But it's a dangerous, tricky game.
It is. It is. And, you know, the reality, Robert, in 2018, where everyone in the world's got a cell phone, everyone in the world's got a video camera on them at all times, and all we see is about 15 seconds of some alleged chemical attack where people are washing themselves off. I'm like, where's the other footage? I mean, is that the only camera that anybody had that was filming? Where is the other footage? Or is this something that maybe not even accurate? Maybe this isn't even real. I just don't know, but I want to know where the other footage is, like with the Pentagon. It was hit by a plane or a missile or something, and there was 86 cameras on it, but we didn't see any of the video. So where's the footage?
Yes, indeed. Folks, there's a lot more to this world than meets the eye, right? The hand is quicker than the eye, and so is digital technology, hologram technology. We'll leave it at that. When we come back, how will we make our friends in the United Kingdom safe? Well, the mayor of London thinks he's got the answer. What are they banning next?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Boy, if our viewers on YouTube are any indication, Ty Bollinger, we got some smart listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I mean, they're like on. They're, you know, the things we're commenting on about Syria even and Trump, I mean, they're seeing things so far, you know, beneath the veneer, the veil of illusion that the mainstream media and those in the establishment parties want us to see. And I'm just so impressed. I mean, I think the progress is being made, not progressive progress, but actual consciousness shift. Like Dr. Batar, our buddy Dr. Batar, talks about that. Transforming, elevating consciousness. And having these discussions. And sometimes when appropriate, you know, and sometimes we can be inappropriate, but most of the time we are. Mm-hmm. Make a little light of the things because there's, you know, there's enough to be bummed out about. We've got to find a way to be light and happy. So let's go to the United Kingdom. Let's go to jolly old England and find out how jolly they are, Ty Bollinger. What do you think?
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so you know the United Kingdom doesn't have a lot of right to keep and bear arms. They do have hunting rifles, and there are people that have them. And, of course, probably a lot of people secretly have things that the government doesn't want them to have. But as with the latest disastrous attack, as we said, it's not the guns. It's not the inanimate objects. It's the people. Investigate the people. Wait, no, that would be, I don't know, that would be inappropriate and politically incorrect. But figure out who's on SSRI drugs, for one. Figure out who has declared, you know, war on the people of a given city, and they're likely to do some damage if given the opportunity. In response to the threats that are ever-present, apparently, the new mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has plans to add knife control regulations. Knife control now is on the books in London, apparently.
Yep. Here's the problem, Robert. They're treating a symptom instead of the problem. That is the issue. But at least, you know, as weird as it sounds, at least they're being consistent. Because they're not seeing that the problem's the people, it's the SSRIs that the people are on. They think the actual problem is that there's too many guns and now too many knives. So at least as absurd as it sounds, they're being intellectually honest. Trying to ban knives. I mean,
consistent,
I don't know what's
right.
Next. But
I mentioned chairs because you know how people throw chairs at you?
Yeah.
They've got to ban chairs. They've got to have chair control.
Well, you know, maybe that's next. I did not know this until this article, Robert, but did you know that the murder rate in the UK has surpassed that of New York City? So it's I thought that they had a relatively low murder rate, but they don't. So what does this tell you? They've banned guns already. And now their murder rate's higher than New York, so now they're going to ban knives. Well, maybe the problem's not the weapons. Maybe it's the people.
Yes, and maybe it's disarming the people who would defend themselves from those who might carry weapons, including knives, and what will they replace them with next? Pencils? I mean, what are you going to do? Put everybody in a rubber suit?
Here's the thing, Robert. If you ban knives, I'm sure that the criminals over there won't be able to get a hold of a knife if you ban them. I mean,
and they'll turn in all the illegal knives. The criminals will, of course, obey.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, it's absurd. I mean, all this banning things has gotten out of control. There's an island off of the coast of Italy called Capri. I don't know if you've heard of that, but did you know that they've banned flip-flops there because they make too loud of noises? So, I mean, worldwide, there's some pretty crazy things that have been banned, but this, at least UK is being honest.
Consistent in their lunacy.
Not honest,
and idiocy.
But consistent. Yeah, they're being consistently loony.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you suggest or other people suggesting should be banned? Super Don, anything you got, or TMB, you got any more?
Boy, I mean, yeah, in Singapore, we're going to be traveling to Singapore this summer. You know, you can't chew gum. It's $500 fine for chewing gum or spitting gum on the street. So, you know, they banned gum there. In Milan, right? You know where Milan is, right?
In Italy, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's illegal to frown. You have to smile all the time.
They banned frowns. Yes,
they banned frowning, which, you know, I guess if you want to have a happy city, then you should just ban frowning. So they have done that. So, and you know, they banned in the country of Tibet, they have banned the Tibetan monks from reincarnating without the governor's permission.
How's that working out? I don't know how they.
I'm not sure.
They regulate the afterlife. That's interesting.
Yeah. So that, yeah, the government has to approve the monks to reincarnate. So I guess reincarnation without permission has been banned.
That is the funniest ban I've ever heard, TMB. I'm going to look into that. That's really cool.
Yeah. It's pretty fun.
Wow.
Well, you just don't want to be too happy in Honolulu, though, because it's illegal to sing after sunset in Hawaii.
You can't sing after sunset in Honolulu?
Nope.
I'm canceling my vacation. Dang it. That's what I was going to do. All right, folks, we're out of time. Another great episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Check out The Truth About Pet Cancer, still airing tonight, and we'll tell you about a replay weekend. Shh, don't tell, but we'll tell you soon. Tell them what they need to know, TMB.
You need to know that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.